sound like the Judds just then a little bit, don't they? Except the Judds aren't as cute. Do we want to field questions? Does anybody have questions about singing with a heavenly voice? Since that's what yes, ma'am. How many of us are classically trained or have taken voice lessons? We'll start from the stage left.
I'm not classically trained. I took a couple voice lessons from a beautiful singer named Dee Dee Weiland up in Northern Virginia. And I spent a few weeks in Calcutta, India last year studying voice with an amazing singer who, but I actually lost my voice on the second day because the pollution was so bad in Calcutta, so I didn't do a lot of singing, but I learned some neat ways of practicing, which I'd never really thought of singing as something that you practiced. I saw other instruments as something you would practice, but singing, I thought you just did it for fun, and have discovered that through practicing, it really does help.
I was not classically trained. I just grew up singing with my pops and listening to my favorite singers and listening to a lot of harmony and singing on my own. But just if I find a singer that I really love, I just try to listen, sit down with a recording and just really tune into what they're doing and just singing with friends and singing as much as I can.
Eva, you go next.
I actually have a conservatory degree. Sorry to say, but I do. But I was classically trained and studied a lot of music and a lot of singing in college. I went to New England Conservatory in Boston. And I think that, you know, at the same time, I did grow up singing with my family and with my parents. And I think that for me, it's just sort of been a combining of growing up singing, just singing around the house, and then really honing that craft in a sort of educational environment, and it's been really helpful for me. I think that when you do study singing, you really learn a lot of tricks that can really help you out in this business of staying up late all night and partying. You just learn how to plow through it, and you know the right vocal exercises to do. And
I want to know how you sit up until 8 a.m. this morning and sound like that.
New England Conservatory. There's a special class. Called How to Party.
I had a few lessons when I was younger. I just found the same thing though, just listening to a lot of music. I didn't have a musical family really. My mum and dad could not sing a note. They knew what they liked to listen to, and they had a great record collection which helped in Australia because we didn't have any touring bands or acts coming out to Australia playing this sort of music. So I took a few lessons, and then I basically listened to singers like Claire Lynch and Andrea Zon, and just learned how to track. I like singing harmonies, so I just tried to do what they were doing and just track singers and learn how to sing those tight harmonies. And now that we're on the road so much, I just have to have a few vocal exercises that I do on the road, and there's no time really. I would like some more lessons. I think it helps to go back and get some lessons here and there, because you do fall into bad habits on the road, Aoife.
It's great, Fox, come on.
Exactly. I wish I could. We drove in today from, we did Grassroots Festival last night in Ithaca, and we're out of here tonight at like 9 o'clock, but I have to stay and see Sam Bush.
How about you just don't leave?
How about I ditch the band?
How about you come sleep in Earlville with us?
That's right,
yeah. I'd love to hang out with a bunch of girls.
We want to talk Kim and Aaron.
They could be in the crowd. I love you guys too.
Well, sometimes it's staying up all night and partying that helps you make some kind of breakthrough in singing. You know, I've noticed that too. Sometimes when you've been singing the same song for a long time, you just have some crazy experience and you find you can sing it in a different way. You know, I didn't realize how much I have in common with Mary in terms of my experience with singing. My grandma ran, she directed the choir in church when I was a kid, and I just sang a lot of Christmas carols and church songs and always randomly found harmony parts when the song was in a different key, but I really never thought about singing very intellectually. And then I started writing songs, actually, a few years ago. I was in a dance company. I started writing songs, and I realized if I wanted to communicate those songs to anybody, I'd better learn how to sing them in a way that, could communicate the idea. And so I took a couple of voice lessons with Dee Dee Weiland. Amazing Dee Dee Weiland in Washington, D.C. And was she
she's
really,
more like a therapist.
She's more like a therapist. You know, with what's
does
interesting about... what's interesting about those voice lessons, and I didn't know what to expect from a voice lesson because I'd never studied music in school or anything like that, nothing formal, and I thought maybe we would sit around and sing songs, but what we did was we bent over and we stretched and we lay on the floor and we breathed. It was sort of like a yoga class, and did sort of scales up and down, and we puttered. Things like that, and I was like, this is a voice lesson. But anyway, what I learned from that was just how physical singing is, and that, you know, it's really about like accessing muscles in your body and then sort of doing that in practice so that when you actually get on stage, you don't think about the muscles in your body, you just are able to sing from some kind of muscle memory. That's the words of wisdom I learned, is that there really is something physical about it. You can get better at it. You can practice it, and you can get better.
I know you girls are young, but you just said it is very physical to sing, so eventually that 8 a.m. going to bed thing ain't gonna work for us.
I'm in the doghouse here. This is...
I
should have never admitted this, but...
You can get away with it now, but eventually you won't.
I'm going to bed early tonight.
I think Claire's just bragging.
Oh, no,
I know you
tell
can still
me like
stay
it
up
is, man, because I did it too.
Yeah, exactly.
But you still sound great, so there you go.
Yeah, but I don't do it anymore.
Sing
a song.
Sing a song, Claire.
Okay. I just want to say that about the training thing, the most I ever learned about singing, singing voice, lesson wise, is after I was forced into teaching a vocal class and I had to go do research, so.
Yeah.
Let's see.
People in our audience know Dee Dee Weiland, or should. She was the original singer with Skyline.
Yeah, Tony
Trischka. Skyline.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently she's a great voice teacher, so look her up.
She's great.